Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today on the ZABEcast, I've arrived in Wisconsin, and what a blockbuster couple weeks we're going to have. Deer District, myself, the fat man and the stash to watch the Bucks even the series at 2 and Kyrie go down. That plus KD's personal bodyguard and the Christian Eriksen incident in the European Cup. All that and more on a special edition of the ZABEcast. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, June 14, 2021. Thank you for downloading and greetings from the parking lot of the Courtyard by Marriott in lovely, bucolic, unbelievably underrated Appleton, Wisconsin, where I will be playing in the Children's Hospital Charity Invitational, and it's going to be a great day. Beautiful weather is scheduled here. Part of my two-week stint up here in Wisconsin with 97.3 The Game and doing various things. It's going to be an interesting week podcast-wise. Let me just leave it at that. I think it'll be really, really good. But I'm out here in deep water with just me in the Mobile Strike studio for 2 weeks. So who knows what kind of fish we're going to catch. Today on the podcast, you'll hear a quickie between myself and the two 97.3 The Game morning Goombas. That would be Josh Albrecht and Eric Gitter. We talked about KD and his bodyguard. And then I roped in Tim Scott and Brian Butch, who do the midday show at 97.3 The Game. And, of course, Brian Butch, Big Ten Network commentator, former Badger star center, a guy who played all around the world on various international teams, had a shot at the NBA, a brief cup of coffee, didn't make it stick, and he does radio for us now. He's a great dude, and he invited me up to this event, and I'm happy and thrilled to be part of it. Got the two of those in the van to do a little podcasting here. So we're going to stitch it together piece by piece. Before we get to these guys, though, we'll start with Josh and Gitter. This Christian Eriksen thing is
Whoa. If you don't know by now, you should, but Denmark soccer star Christian Eriksen collapses on the field during a live broadcast. CPR had to be administered. They literally brought him back from the dead. His heart had stopped. He was out. Boom. Done. No word yet on what it was. They're going to run a bunch of tests. No doubt it's going to become, well, not no doubt. I would say it has the potential to be a very dicey situation. Here's why. Apparently, he had been vaccinated just about 2 weeks ago. As you know, there is this raging war between those who think that every man, woman, and child who's possibly eligible for this vaccine, for COVID, any of the vaccines, it's their duty to get vaccinated. And then on the other side, there are people who say, no way I'm putting anything experimental in my body. As you know from listening to me, I am reasonably down the middle. I think it's probably true that these vaccines are relatively safe and that for those in higher risk groups, it makes perfect sense to get it. But there is such a coordinated effort now to stifle anybody who dares to say or hint or imply anything other than these vaccines are wonderful, taste like cherry soda, and will make you feel lighter than air. There's this push to censor people who say that. And it's a little bit dystopian, to be honest. Now, again, I am not in any way, shape, or form saying A caused B. I'm just saying if it's true that he did get vaccinated 2 weeks ago and this event occurred on the soccer pitch, that has the potential to be a whoa, holy shit kind of moment. Because here's the thing. You could say, oh, young people have heart attacks all the time. You just don't hear about it because they're not international soccer stars and they don't collapse on live TV. That's true-ish, but not really. It is highly unusual. As you know, it is insanely unusual for an athlete of this fitness level with no known issues to just black out, cardio arrest right then and there. I mean, it's such a rare event. I said to somebody, I go, well, when was the last time this happened with the hundreds of thousands of young athletes in great condition that play sports that have heart attacks at ages like this? And we had to go back to pretty much either Reggie Lewis with the Celtics or Len Bias. Now, look, it could be any number of things. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. You can't rule it out because, for those following this, there's an emergency meeting that has been scheduled by the CDC to talk about what appears to be an increased signal rate in myocarditis. Remember that big scary bogeyman from back last fall? In young people who are getting the vaccine. Is it an overwhelming number? No, not by a long shot. But it's a much higher incidence than what they call the background rate for people of that age group. So they called an emergency meeting, which, by the way, they called emergency meeting for a week later. Well, wait a minute. How big of an emergency is it? It's not that one caused the other. It's not that I'm saying that. I'm just worried that any possibility of a rational discussion is likely to get slaughtered on the altar of, oh my God, you can't say that. Because let's just say, for example, the best medical experts say, you know what? This guy, Christian Eriksen, he was one of the guys. He was one of the young athletes who was adversely affected by the vaccine. But don't worry, you probably won't be. First of all, I think they are going to go out of their way to make sure not to say that. But if there was any relation, what are the chances they're honest about it? Given the coordinated, over-the-top, almost George Orwellian push to get everyone vaccinated. It's going to be interesting. I'm glad he's alive. Thank God for that. I have not actually seen the video of him going down. Apparently that's been scrubbed from the internet. I don't have any real desire to see it, but I do tend to see things that sporting events or moments that may be gruesome or disturbing just because, I don't know, I feel like it's sort of my job to see these things. Don't relish it, but I'm kind of like, well, I should probably see it at least once. Godspeed to Christian Eriksen, and we'll see what happens from here. But a very rare, very tragic, very nearly tragic, and very scary event that hopefully is going to turn out okay. All right. On to lighter fare. Kevin. What are you doing, Kevin Durant? Go figure that a guy who's got burner Twitter accounts would also have a personal security guard who pretty much went slam dancing the other night in Milwaukee when there was a tiny little scuffle between him and PJ Tucker. We pick it up with my guys in the van. All right, good. Hey, boys, we're here in the Mobile Strike studio. Hi. How's everyone doing today?
What could be creepier than three dudes sitting in a van in a residential neighborhood right now?
No with, big a, deal. With a tree leaf coming through as well.
And a curtain drawn in the back and the front.
Probably the fact that our pants are still on. That's probably the only thing saving us.
So I am here after two long days of driving, or at least one long day of driving.
Today was easy, right?
Huh?
Today was easy, wasn't it?
Today was fairly easy, but it's still 4 hours on the road. Do you like driving 4 hours? You used to drive all over this fucking state, selling drivers to hack golfers.
Not just this state, man. The Upper Peninsula.
The UP, you name it.
There were days where one event in particular, I would leave Escanaba and drive to Sault Ste. Marie to do an event. That's 6 hours in the fucking car one way to do an event for 4 hours and then drive back for 6 hours. How about that?
And if you didn't sell X number of drivers, your boss at TaylorMade's like, what the fuck?
No, it would be, no, I wouldn't, not even that. It'd be it would just, I would be like, golly, this is just a waste of my fucking day.
That's right. God. But someone has to do it.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid, but
then you go. There you go. That's the job, man.
That's the life of a traveling salesman.
Right.
He was a traveling salesman. He was Arthur Miller. What was that?
Death of a salesman.
Death of a salesman. Yeah. Which would have been the death of you.
It'd probably been better if you died.
Maybe.
Now you're in the lucrative and super stable and secure radio business.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much set for life, which is good.
That was Josh and I going in that meeting last week. Are we getting fired? Like, is there some sort of budget?
Probably.
No. You know what? You won't see it coming. It'll be like the ending of The Sopranos.
I mean, that's how it's been so far.
It'll be.
No, I say, did the former producer know that ahead of time?
Nope.
Can we say his name?
No, I already did.
Oh, so it's true.
No. So anyway, here we are in the van. We're about to go down to the Deer District to the Mecca Sports Bar, which is an unbelievable sports bar, right outside Fiserv Forum. Game 4, Nets, Bucks, and a chance to even the series. Line is 2.5. You're going to be listening to 2.5. So, by the way, let's forget about the game. The game will be over. Yeah. We'll have to do a little post game on the game once we're done. But before the game even began, there was the story of douchebag Kevin Durant's bodyguard.
Yep.
Which was stunning to me that it even got to this point. Here was, let's go ahead and play the video. This was the incident on, what was it, Thursday night?
Durant.
Thank you. And if it's on Tucker, that's going to be his fourth.
A little bit of jawing, a little nose-to-nose, which is good. I like that. That's two Texas guys going at it. University of Texas guys. Durant was there for 5 hot minutes. He was fucking unbelievable at Texas, by the way.
He sure was.
And was from the D.C. area. Should have gone to Maryland. He got some bag of money from somebody to go to Texas.
As Tucker and Durant get into each other's face.
And here's the lead blocker coming through.
Here comes Johnny Asshole.
There he is.
We asked the question on Friday morning, what was that security guard doing coming in slam dancing like it was a Violent Femmes concert? It's a reference Josh doesn't get.
No, he did not.
Violent Femmes.
To each other's face.
Look, man.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy right there. So it turns out.
The guy's name is Antoine Lambert.
And he is Kevin Durant's.
Yes.
Personal security guard.
And you can see in the video, there's another guy, the other guy in the blue.
The light blue, that is Pfizer of security, I'm pretty sure.
And he's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
This was a low-grade NBA scuffle. This was the kind of thing that once upon a time wouldn't even register in this league.
Look at the officials here, and PJ Tucker's looking at this douchebag. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Who the hell are you?
And Durant's now squaring up with the fans. because he wants to give them some.
And Durant's going to walk away and go hide in the at the bench then.
Yeah, you know, these players, they get all tough. They square up on the fans, and if a fan says one sideways thing, they go crying to mommy, and they go, have him ejected, you know? And then they go on ESPN. These fans are out of control. Okay. Whistles, whistles. By the way, Gitter, are they using electronic whistles?
No.
They're not. Those are real whistles.
Those are real
now.
Whistles, okay.
Tucker now. In the Fox 40s?
Probably.
Okay.
Yelling at Kyle.
Jesus Christ.
Man, like that, Josh?
Yeah.
Do you know why
the worst thing you've
ever
discussed?
You've got to have the Fox 40, the three-chamber Fox 40.
Three-chamber Fox 40.
I'd rather listen to camera talk. Tell me more about the SGA.
See, Gitter, now that we've dragged him into this story, let's bury him. So you know why the Fox 40 was invented?
Because the Fox 38 was just useless anymore.
No, the Fox 40 was invented because it's a P-less whistle. Yep. It has
getting stuck.
Yeah. Gitter has a P-less whistle, I've heard too.
Traditional whistles have a cork P, cork, right?
Yep.
In it. That rattles around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That gives it that body, that meat, that
exactly.
That's that. But in cold conditions, that pee was getting frozen.
Correct.
So some guy named Fox, right?
Invented I don't know if that's his last name or not, but that's the company
first name.
Hector, probably.
Hector Fox.
That's a hell of a name.
Hector Fox, who previously...
I'll look it up.
You'll look it up? Okay. Yeah. So anyway, they invented the Fox 40 whistle, which creates the same sound but with no pee, using three separate chambers. But then during the pandemic, right, Gitter, they went to electronic whistles, at least for football, because everyone thought you would create a super spreader event that would kill thousands if you blew on a whistle. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, now we're back, everybody.
Okay.
Back to our regularly scheduled program called Kevin Durant is a Douchebag.
Right.
Now, this would not be that quite big of a deal if it weren't for the fact Durant got busted for having a burner Twitter account. Remember that incident?
Yep.
That was like defending his stint in Oklahoma City, in which some were like, he couldn't win a championship. He had to go run to the Warriors.
Ron Foxcroft invented the Fox 40 whistle.
Ding! So it's a real thing. Yep. Okay, all right.
Why is it the 40?
Because the first 39 iterations failed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. He kept getting so frustrated in the Latin. He's like, God, I got to make this work.
If you're Tucker, you got to be smart. Okay, it's going to be a double technical foul. You don't want
to. Why? Why does he have to be smart? He got hit by some dude who wasn't in the fucking game.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Now, see, all right, I have different opinions on this. During the game, in game, you know, the double technical is fine. The way that they handled this after the game, when the NBA came out and they said, hey, this guy's no longer, that's not good enough.
Hold on a second. The NBA didn't come out. The Athletic had to report on it first.
Correct.
So it's not like the NBA was forthcoming.
Right, the NBA would have just let it go.
Yeah, some smart journalist is like, who the fuck was that guy? That guy didn't de-escalate the situation.
No.
Quite the opposite.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Good old Antoine.
20. You know, 20's defending his guy, though. The fact that an NBA player has a personal bodyguard is what blew a lot of minds.
Apparently it's common, though. The story...
That's the thing. I don't think it's that uncommon. The issue is that I think it's supposed to be from fan security. It's supposed to be in case there's a crazy nut fan that's going to try to jump him on the court. It's not against another player. What happens on the court stays on the court.
Does Bruce Brown have his own security guard?
I doubt it.
Because that motherfucker needed one. After putting up those shit shots on Thursday night.
Right.
If that was a home game, he wouldn't have made it out alive. The Nets fans would have killed him. They're like, bro, you're not taking those shots. Kyrie or Durant are.
One of my first thoughts when I heard this was, I wonder if Giannis does. And if he doesn't, maybe he should.
Funny how that is. It just makes you wonder. It just the whole league is so interesting, and it's so soft in so many ways compared to what the league used to be. I mean, I'm going to call up here some classic NBA fights.
So according to the Athletic story, it said reported that Nets hired Antoine Lambert at Durant's request, and it's a common practice for teams to hire their star's personal security. This was J.R. Radcliffe's story and J.S. Online today.
Okay. Here's a vintage NBA fight.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
By the way, Josh, have you ever heard of Jerry Seasting?
Seasting, yeah.
I don't think
there
so.
He is. Look at that guy.
This little scrappy white guy, balding, by the way.
That guy is Wojo before Wojo.
But with balding hair.
Yeah.
He ended up biting a guy's hand.
Oh, good.
In a scrum.
Sure did.
Wiggins driving.
Use them teeth.
Elijah Wan gets it.
All right, rare unedited fight sequence. Where are we getting to this? Okay, here, it's coming up.
Larry Bird throws up an air ball on a three-point attempt.
Nice shot, Larry. No way that dude has a good career.
Here it comes, isn't it? There it is. Holy shit.
All right.
Look out.
There we go. There we go. Okay, pause.
That's a fight.
Pause.
Did you see that right hook?
Yeah.
At this point, no one's off the bench.
No.
The players are sorting it out.
You got the suits coming in, though.
Yeah, the players and the two referees, because they didn't have three-man crews back in the day. This was 1986, by the way. By the way, great VCR tape here, isn't it?
Well, it's rare unedited. So.
Dick Stockton.
They have brought police onto the floor.
Police on the floor, says Dick Stockton. Where?
Right now.
Danny A.
What are the police doing? The police are trying to make sure no fans get involved. They're looking at the fans. They're not looking at the fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still going out.
Oh, look at those punches there still.
Oh, he kicked him.
Headlocks.
Ralph Sampson tried to kick Seasting. Dennis Johnson's got somebody from behind over there.
Bill Walton. Horrible situation. Horrible.
I
you know,
go sit down. My
tensions
hurt.
Were inflamed. Horrible.
And this series has exploded right here.
See, this was a young Dick Stockton when he was good. When he didn't fuck things up every 5 minutes.
With fisticuffs. And we don't
fisticuffs. That's
pushing,
a great word.
Ernest punching.
Ernest punching, he says. And then Tommy Heinsohn,
yes.
And they got a little entangled, and I think Sampson, when his enthusiasm.
A little entangled? Ralph Sampson swung at him as hard as he could.
By the way, shout out to Sampson sitting on the scorer's table as if it were a footstool.
Yeah,
that's how big he was.
The other guy's just sitting there looking at his notes, looks up. Oh, hi.
He's like, is there a tuffet I could sit on? Here.
Right. And I think
there we go. I'll just sit on this.
Do you see the guy sitting on? He's like patting his butt. He's like, it's okay. All right, buddy, just take a seat right here. No, that's fine.
He's sitting on that guy's game notes.
Otis Thorpe is like, all right, I'm with you.
Let's just sit on these guys' game notes.
Yeah, did they show the punch?
This punch that Ralph Sampson throws.
There it is right there.
Oh, it's a push first.
There it is,
wait for the punch.
Yeah,
the punch hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
He's trying to post up, who is it, Ainge or
Seasting?
Why was Seasting trying to guard Ralph fucking Sampson?
Must have been a switch.
I guess so.
God, he is an awful name.
There it is.
Boom.
Here's the next one. There's one more punch.
Here we go.
Boom!
Oh, we got him, too.
Right to the face.
And Seasting staggered.
Oh,
and then
Dennis Johnson,
and then
too.
He's like, I got a two-piece fried. Who wants some?
You want some? I got some more.
Bill Walton's trying to tackle him.
Well, that's smart. I mean, he just saw two other people
Bill
get
Walton
punched
got
in
him
the
down.
Face. Go for the legs.
Ooh, Hakeem was throwing, too. Dennis Johnson's like this. Let's go, man.
You know,
and then he just starts hugging.
Okay.
I'm watching this, though.
Yeah.
You look at all of the legs on these guys.
Yeah.
They're all meteor. They have more
meaty
meat than anyone out there today.
Well, the body types are different.
You go for Durant's legs, you'll break both of them in a second.
Probably.
How do you spell Seasting? Seasting.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Seasting bites hand. Because there's a picture of it, I think, a still image of it that I'm trying to find here.
God, that was a hell of a punch.
It doesn't seem to come up here. Was it Seasting who bit somebody's hand or Ainge? No, I think Ainge.
It might have been Danny Ainge.
All right, let me look that one up here. By the way, this podcast is brought to you by Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes, getting shit off your ass for the last 5 days for yours truly. I finally ordered some, Gitter.
Oh, they're the best, aren't they?
Well, they're wet wipes for an adult's ass.
They come in handy.
They're like baby wipes for an adult.
I was going to say, you know, you could just use baby wipes.
But then you're a baby. I'm a man.
Wow, marketing.
I'm a man with poo that needs to be wiped off.
They're probably made in the same factory.
It could be.
Hey, we got to make more Dude Wipes. Switch to containers. All right.
Maybe it's there. There it is.
There it is.
Oh, no, that's Marcos Maidana bites Floyd Mayweather Jr.
No, but look at that picture. That's not it.
That's, yeah, that looked like it.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I don't know. Oh, that's a story. Click on the picture now. There you go.
So it was...
Well, what the hell?
Oh, what were the excuses? Other scandals, what were the excuses? Okay, so these are all biting stories in the history of sports. Like,
there it is, right there.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Tree Rollins.
Tree Bites Man was the headline of the Boston Herald. That's a great headline.
Tree bit Danny Ainge. That's what it was. Because Danny Ainge called him a name, according to the...
Ainge called him a sissy.
Yeah.
You know now. Oh my God, it would be a Cat canceled. 5 race war. It'd be he called me the N-word, and then
calling
Ainge
someone a sissy
be,
today, I assume, is sissy. The equivalent of... Nothing.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Semi-Pro?
Of course. Oh,
yeah. Okay. You remember the word that set him off, right?
Of course.
That's off.
No one called anyone a JT.
Right.
He just said, you're going to play the scene, so it doesn't matter.
What was it again? Semi-Pro
Jive Turkey.
Cocksucker. Yeah, Jive Turkey.
Calls him a Jive Turkey. No one called anyone a Jive Turkey.
That's right.
He's called you a cocksucker.
Well, I'm not surprised by that. The Swedes are so inventive, aren't they?
Oh, they really are.
They are my such favorite producers of pornography.
They make an excellent fuck picture.
Well, I think I'll excuse myself from this conversation right now.
To the men's room.
Oh, stop it.
I make your wiener sing.
Boner machine.
I am not a boner machine.
Swedish porn saved my life and numb.
Oh,
okay.
Great. Here we go.
Hey, come on. Fuck you guys.
Let me get my violin.
Swedish porn was the only thing that kept my mind off Charlie when I was in the shit.
Is the shit in Ann Arbor? Because that's where you were during the war.
Oh.
I believe it. You were never in no Jive Turkey.
Oh.
You just call me a Jive Turkey.
Tim Meadows.
No, he did not. He called you a cocksucker.
right, what it is?
Yeah. I just called you a cocksucker.
I'm pretty sure that you called me a Jive Turkey.
No. Now, Lou, nobody called anyone a JT.
Jive Turkey is a little over the line, my man.
Look,
my man.
We're all here. We all heard what was said, and we're in agreement. Cornelius said cocksucker.
Right.
He just said you're a cock.
Oh,
that's
my
all
God.
He said about you.
Now, come on. Dig into that fondue, little cocksucker.
It's so good. They're all wearing, like, well, he's wearing a turtleneck, very much of the time. I love the Warhol-esque paintings of him in the background, portraits. Yeah, and
so good.
Tim Meadows. And who's that actor again?
That's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett,
yeah.
And then that's the guy
Andy Richter.
Yeah. Goddamn funny. So anyway... Net is, let's hope today goes the Bucks' way, and we've got a game
five. That's a hell of a transition.
Because we're about to go drive down to the Mecca and watch the game.
Yep.
So this is good.
I mean, look, they win today, it's a series. They lose today, it's a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah. Is it getting warm in here?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, I got to fix the AC. AC needs to be reconfigured.
Well, that's good, man. 2.0 when we talked to Reser this week. I mean, you're driving.
If Reser can get me in 2.0, I got ideas for 2.0.
You're driving home in a new one. This one is not making it back to Virginia. Well, no chance.
Yeah. Oh, 2.0 boy. Needs to have a mattress that comes down. Maybe some lighting, some mood lighting.
Some mood lighting. All right, boys.
And a pole.
All right, let's go to the game.
All right, bye.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, from one hot seat combo to another, we segue to after the game, and I welcome in Tim Scott and Brian Butch, neither of whom were with us down at the Deer District, but they certainly watched the Bucks game, and they've got some definite thoughts about the kind of trouble the Bucks may be in. But before we get to that, I called up one of the all-time great Brian Butch highlights of him against Indiana back in the day. Enjoy.
Look at this.
Look at this. By the way,
did you see what it says on the bottom?
Butchie,
Brian Butch's professional highlights. Thanks.
Now let's ignore the 712 views.
Oh, that's a good number for me, man.
So here's the first highlight.
Here's
the first highlight right here. A sold out. Packed to the gills.
It is.
Indiana.
When people were allowed places.
Right. What's the name of their field house?
Assembly Hall. The fact that you didn't know that.
It's late at night. I'm having brain farts.
The fact that he doesn't know one of the meccas of college basketball.
Bitch, I was there once.
I went to one. I am a graduate
of the Indiana Hoosier School of Basketball.
Okay. I had a brain fart. Assembly
one
Hall.
Of the meccas, go ahead, yes.
You realize great, that great building. Post-game show that great night?
Were you on it?
I did. Post-game show that night. Me and Charlie Wills.
Okay.
Yeah,
about that. Goes up like a giant V.
It does.
With walls on the ends. And iconic program that is in the weeds right now, Butchie.
It is. And I think it will change. My first game that I've ever called on BTN was in Assembly Hall as well. So there's a lot of good memories.
All right,
for me.
So here we go, everybody. Take a watch. Take a listen here.
This play was...
Butch for three.
A complete
and you know who's doing the play-by-play?
Wayne
Larrabee's doing the play-by-play in that game.
So this was five seconds to go. You guys are down one, 66-65, and 6.6 to go, and you're out. Oh, you're in deep water there, Butch. You're 25 feet out or thereabouts. You're not a known three-point shooter. They hadn't invented the three-point big at that era of basketball.
I was before that. So this play was supposed to be – we had very close games. We had a close game against Texas that year. We had a close game against Purdue. We ran the same set. Ball screen action. You get me picking and popping for the three. Otherwise, you get the guard driving.
How many threes did you shoot a year?
A good amount. That's what I did, yes.
So you did shoot threes. Okay.
Thanks for doing your homework. Yes,
I didn't do my homework, and I forgot Assembly Hall.
Okay.
So here you are. You're Green Light City.
I am.
On this play right here.
Butch for three. Banked it in.
Now here's the caveat to this. Eric Gordon.
Banked it in.
Eric Gordon banked one in against Illinois at their house at Assembly Hall in Illinois.
Ooh.
And I was watching this game, and I'm thinking, because now we're competing for the Big Ten Championship, as you can see. They're 12th, we're 14th.
What year is this?
2008, 2007, 2008. Okay. So we're competing for a Big Ten Championship. So we needed to win this game. I knew when we won this, we were going to win a championship.
Right.
Right. Like that's. So my junior year, I dislocate my elbow. We don't win anything. I mean, that was with Alondo Tucker, all these guys. We don't win a thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I've got a championship from when I redshirted. That doesn't count. Like, sorry, that doesn't count.
Is this so one of your favorite? Is this one of your favorite moments in your college career?
Yes.
Making this shot?
Yeah, no question.
Yep. Okay. How about the time that you went off in the first half, and as you're running into the locker room, Brent Musburger on ESPN says, "There's a wild bear loose in the North Woods."
That was good,
a bite I've been trying to get now through my ESPN contacts. I don't know where to do it. Anyway, look at this. We are in Appleton, Wisconsin. Beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. And tomorrow I'm lucky enough to play in Butchie's pet charity outing, the Children's Hospital Classic Invitational Celebrity Hit and Donate.
Exactly.
Something
that's
like
exactly
that, right?
What it is.
Exactly.
We're just going to try to get as much money for Children's Hospital. That's all we try
that's
to
right.
do.
Yes. And,
it's a cash grab.
Yes. So in the van, Butchie has fit his legs, but barely as I see them, 7-foot legs. And Tim Scott, program director at 97.3 The Game and pre- and post-game host on the Badger Radio Network.
I did this game.
You did this game.
Charlie Wilson and I did the post game on this.
Right.
And if you watch that video, Zabe.
Yes.
You watch this.
Get that win.
Watch this video. You knew it was going in. Watch this. Watch him back up. He's like, there's no doubt. Look at this.
There it is. There it is. He's you got the hand out like this.
Yeah, well, that's why I banked in.
Bank shot.
Banked in.
Get out of here.
You don't apologize. You just take it.
Well, we had a screen coming off our point guard.
Well, you know, I'm just the best there ever was, and I shoot threes, and, you know, everyone wants to be like me.
Exactly. No.
I couldn't get the ball to him, so it kind of was a pitch and shove, and I caught it and shot it. So,
you think you're the player Bo wanted most to shoot that shot?
Well,
hey, thanks for the question, Mike.
So it was one of those where we had a point guard coming off and me as an option. So
I bet you and Mike Hall have had this discussion.
We did. We have.
Key to this game, Jason Bohannon, a career high in threes and shots. Was Coach Ryan happy with the amount of threes today?
You know what? Jason's been excellent shooting all year long, and he did an excellent job tonight, and Kev was in the game. So
congratulations. Big road.
There you go.
You got to tell Xavier Archie Miller story.
What one?
About when you this you said this was the first BTN game.
So
have you heard this
BTN,
Archie Miller story?
So first one.
You got to hear
first game of BTN. And
your first
you just
game.
Roll into it. So I'm in Assembly Hall.
Calling a game on Big Ten Network.
So they play North Alabama. I go there for the first shoot around 10 o'clock with North Alabama. No big deal. I get there early.
North Alabama versus who?
Indiana.
Okay.
Indiana.
Yeah.
So I roll in then and on. Now, a lot of people had problems with Archie or Sidney. I thought Archie was great. Every time, which I was a nobody.
He was good to you.
Yeah, it was great.
As a broadcaster.
Great to me. So, anyways, I'm there, and he goes, right there. Right there. That's all I've heard about today is you right there from that spot.
No way.
Yeah, and I was like.
That's funny.
And I was like, hey, okay. Like
they're like, hey, Brian Butch hit a shot against us back in the day.
And I'm like nervous because it's my, like, there is no training in what, like. You just get thrown into it.
Yeah.
And you're either good at it or you're bad, and then everyone lets you know you're bad. Like,
yeah.
So,
So we were at the Bucks game today down at the Deer District, Tim, and all I could think about the whole time was, this is so incredible. It was a Chamber of Commerce day, a little bit hot, but it didn't kill us. And the beers were cold, and people were congregating, and it was everyone coming together. It was black. It was white. It was young. It was old. It was rich. It was poor. It was douchebags. It was cool people. All together at once, watching the game both in the building, which was a sellout, and outside on the Jumbotron. It's a great festival. And I thought, you and I, of the same age, didn't have this growing up.
No,
this was a concept that didn't exist.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, monitoring social media after the game was done. Someone pointed out that 7-plus years ago, this team almost left. And to think that
The Bucks
almost
left. How close
left.
Did they come to leaving?
I think they're as close as Minnesota is to leaving.
Leaving, yes, right now.
Minnesota, the Timberwolves might leave?
Yeah, I mean, the big rumor now is that
where are they going to go?
Seattle.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, Seattle is stalking.
A-Rod is going to take him to Seattle.
So that's probably as close as more. Wouldn't you say? I mean, that's
But it was touch and go because you had to get a new building approved, right?
Right.
And that was part of it. And you hadn't landed Giannis yet.
No. And the other thing about the building was that we had gone through such a struggle to get Miller Park built.
Yes.
I mean, it came down to
one vote, George Petak.
Yeah.
God bless George Petak.
And that. You know, they got the Fiserv Forum built, and then with it came the Deer District.
Yes.
And now what they have is just amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's only amazing because the team is good.
You're right.
And all I could think about was, thank God for the miracle child that is Giannis, this Greek kid who is just full of life and ebullience and loves basketball and loves this city. He's not an American-born star that has his eyes on the bigger markets or anything like that. And he chose to stay here. And all I can think about is, God forbid, you know, well, they would still be good without him. Yeah, come on. Let's not kid ourselves. No. Everything down there, every awesome part of that down there is predicated on having a good team. And I know this team was not good for a long time. Kind of like my Wizards. Not good for a long time.
Well, if there's nothing going on at Fiserv, whether it be a Bucks game or a concert, there's not a lot going on down there.
Right.
I mean, for sure.
I mean, there's some great sports bars, different things down there.
But with concerts, though, and with college games, you're going to get a lot of stuff that is there.
I mean, who goes to see Marquette, though?
I agree with that. But here's the thing. You need a superstar in general. If you're going to have stuff like this, look at Green Bay. We're 20 minutes away. The reason that Lambeau Field is not just Lambeau Field and it's got everything else around it is because they've had 30 years of a Pro Bowl MVP quarterback, right?
Back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
You're able to build this. You're able to do this because you have that. Giannis allowed the Deer District to be built. Now, is Giannis going to bring them a championship? That's the question.
It's tough.
It's tough because he can't shoot threes.
So today, we taped a segment before going down about the KD bodyguard.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah. Agreed. And now that Kyrie is hurt, oh my, things are totally different. They tie the series at 2.
But now you have to win. Because if
God help the Bucks if they can't. The Bucks can't
lose. If they lose the series,
crippled.
Bud's done.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Bud has to be done.
I don't know if he has. It's not a Bud.
If they don't win this series without Kyrie and without James Harden, how does Bud survive this?
Yeah.
He's not going to survive it, but it's not Bud's fault. This is the thing.
That don't matter.
It doesn't. Someone's going to take the hit, and it's always going to be the coach first, right?
Yeah.
For sure. He's going to be gone, no question about it. But you look at this roster, and there's some weaknesses that come up. You just look at it. Giannis, your guy, when you ask the question, down 1, 5 seconds left in the game.
Can
who are you
rely
give the ball?
Not him.
No.
Middleton.
Or Holiday?
Well, now it's Middleton or Holiday. You got to have a dude.
But the problem with Giannis is he can't shoot free throws now.
You can't shoot
and
can't shoot threes.
Right.
And so,
oh, he thinks he can.
Oh.
1 for 5 again today, Butchie. Will you give him some lessons on how to bank him in, please?
He needs some. There's that. But for me, when I look at this, and that's why I hurt after game 1. Because I felt like they let that game get away.
Yeah.
Game 2, whatever. You throw that away. But game 1,
they
have James Harden.
They lose Harden in the first minute.
First minute.
Should be totally deflated, out of sync, out of what they're doing.
And Steve Nash's rotations are all messed up. Now their game plan's all messed up because they're thinking they're going to have James for 40 minutes, right?
Well, look at
and you give it away, and now it's 2-2. It could be 3-1.
I know.
Think about it. It could and it should probably be 3-1. So we'll see what they do. I think Kyrie getting hurt.
3-0 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals too.
We've had a lot of should-haves, right? Yeah. That's the thing.
My alternate headline was after Kyrie was out, I was like, and the Utah Jazz just said, wow, this might be our year.
Yes, it is.
Phoenix
is going through Denver like a bad chimichanga right now.
And this is the thing with Denver. They had Marcus Howard playing minutes. I like Marcus Howard. But
not ready for big minutes.
They don't have enough. I was surprised they got out of the first round.
What do you always talk about? You got to have the head of the snake. Okay, when you look at Phoenix, Chris Paul is the head of the snake, right?
He's the head, and that's right. But what has Chris Paul won, Tim? He's got to one.
Yeah, well, he might win
one.
This year.
And that's the crazy thing
about talking
it,
about,
Chris has
they're
been,
talking about a championship possibly redefining everything about Chris Paul's career.
And
it's totally unfair, but that's how sports works.
That's how it, and that's
this
and that's
talent
what
he has in Phoenix, I would argue, outside of Blake Griffin, is equal to what he had in L.A.
I think the
Booker's
talent,
better.
I think the talent he had in L.A. was older.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it understands it a little bit better.
He's got younger liver wires
now. Yeah, like
now,
right
yeah.
now that you don't know if they're going to be able to perform at that moment. Like, Booker, yes, but what's the rest? Like, they've got a lot of young guys on that team. Like, L.A. had more veteran guys, guys that were better, I think, that could handle the moment. But Chris has been – he's been in the league. He was in the McDonald's game with me in 03. So he's been in the league however long
you
that's
played
been,
with
right?
him in New Orleans, right?
And I was on the roster, and
yeah,
then they tried to make
Orleans,
the trade. So
yeah.
Short time. But for me, the thing with Chris is he's gotten to the Western Conference Finals one time. Everywhere he's been has been better, but he hasn't been able to win the game, right? Like, he hasn't been able to close the games out.
Right.
This is a year with LeBron gone, with that West wide open.
Well,
this
now
is where
with
you
this,
have to put
with
your
this,
stamp on your career.
With this Kyrie injury,
yes.
Everything is wide open
yes.
now. They are in mortal danger at this point because Harden's hamstring is a finicky one. They don't want to rush him back, and they got to get going here.
Let's say the Bucks take this series. The question I had today after watching this war was that they still have to win two more games. How much gas are they going to have left in the tank because they have to take on Philadelphia yet? Or assuming it's going to be Philadelphia.
Hey, Embiid's knee may go again. I think it's Philly for sure.
Yeah, it is Philly for sure.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, because Bud, the first two games, didn't play his guys. Finally, you looked at minutes in
right.
game three.
You got to be happy.
And
now.
He
You've
played.
Been screaming
guys,
about like, this forever.
Yeah.
But that's what you do.
It's yeah. just
you've got to play your guys in the playoffs. Like, you play them 45, 44, and 43, and that's what it has to be, right?
I just can't tell you, Tim, how happy I was knowing we're going to get to go back down there on Thursday night for another game, because this kind of environment, I mean, the Wizards haven't been close to this in forever.
Yeah.
And they don't really have that setup in D.C. anyway. The Capitals, when they made the run to the Stanley Cup playoffs, they had people in the streets watching on Jumbotrons, which is now becoming more of a bigger thing league-wide for
you
these
need to
summer
be there
sports.
Tuesday as well.
What's Tuesday?
Tuesday is Game 5.
Game 5, yeah.
Oh, there'll be a watch party outside.
There'll be a huge –
yes.
Sometimes those
are better than when they're at game day.
When they're playing at Fiserv. Yeah. Yes.
But it's these things are precious. You know this, Tim. It's like they can be here 1 year and gone the next. You don't know how long it's going to be before you get these chances again. So,
well, and this is the thing. You got to give credit to ownership for having the vision to do this. Now, don't get me wrong. They're making a boatload of money, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're making a boatload of money off it, but they had to have the money to make the investment. They had to go look at all of this and say, this is the vision we have to create it, and realize that, hey, that number 34, he can help let us accomplish all of that.
It helps that Giannis stayed. It helps that the owners are billionaires. And
no question. Yes,
but,
right?
But it's,
like, you need it to make it, but now that it's there, the city of Milwaukee is the one that benefits.
Well, I mean, look at Minneapolis, right? Ziggy Wolf comes in. Okay, they played in the Dome, a dump forever.
Yeah.
They had bad ownership. Wolf comes in. He built a new stadium, revitalized the downtown. They're building homes. They've got a beautiful practice facility. I mean, you need visionaries with deep pockets to pull this stuff off.
And you need to win.
And you need to win.
Winning, just like Lombardi said, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. And that's the truest thing that's ever been spoken.
We've talked about this and the Chris Paul conversation we just had. What point does Giannis have that conversation? Because
meaning?
When you're a two-time MVP.
And all you, about wanting and, to go somewhere else?
Well, not wanting to go somewhere else, no.
About give me a
but
guy
winning.
Like Chris Paul?
Winning.
Give me a guy.
Right? At what point? Like, you've looked at the last three runs, the last 2 years. Now this will be the third year.
What can he ask for? They paid the guys around him, Middleton and Holiday.
Now you've got to be the guy to take over, though, right?
Oh,
like,
okay.
What is the storyline going to be with Giannis? Because at some point,
I don't know.
Is he ever going to be that
yet?
Guy?
No,
he hasn't had that.
I don't
game
think he's
going
to be that guy.
Bigs don't win. Bigs don't win games in the final 2 minutes.
That's
the tough thing.
That is,
and that's where most of these games end
now.
Up at the end of it.
Especially
right.
now.
We're going to have a great day of golf tomorrow. I'm going to run one more story by you guys because Butchie, you got a great bullshit meter. You don't fall for stuff easily. Have you heard the story of the guy who the lobsterman who claims to have been swallowed by a whale?
Yes.
And spit out after he is punching and kicking.
Yeah.
Is his name Jonah?
No, he's a real life Jonah.
He's a real life. Oh, yeah, real life.
He was admitted to the hospital with some abrasions, but no video.
Of course.
No GoPro on him.
Now, he did say his buddy who was out there, you know, saw some water spray up in the air.
I don't buy it.
There's not a part of me that believes this.
Thank you.
No.
You don't get into a whale. Like, you know, a whale doesn't eat you.
No.
And then they got the marine biologist out there was like, well, maybe it was
it confused him. Yeah. Right. Yes. Because like, whales, they eat tiny little fish, you know, and they're very slow. And like, get the fuck out of here.
How are you going to have a human being with a fish this big? You know, like, come on. They're not the same.
You didn't see a whale and you let it sneak up on you? How'd that happen?
And that's
you didn't turn around like,
there's a whale.
Oh, it looks like there's a whale over here. Oh. I don't buy it.
I don't. There's not a part of me that believes this. Now,
but guess what? If he ever is in a golf tournament like we'll be in tomorrow, he's got a good story.
There is. That's true. Right. Well, you know what? He'll be a celebrity next year. Let's bring him along.
Every fisherman has a good story.
Yeah.
His is right. Better than the rest.
It's like old athlete stories, Tim. You go, man, he's got a lot of good stories. Some of them are true.
Yeah.
That's right. And the rest, who cares?
That's right.
And, yeah, right.
It's
what,
a great story.
What are you, the truth squad? Just go with it, for God's sakes.
Exactly.
You know? All right. Guys, good to have you in the van. What do you think? Is it all right?
Oh, it's awesome.
This is awesome.
Looks great.
Can I park this on one of the tee boxes tomorrow at Butamort?
Let's get it done. It's done. Signed, sealed, delivered.
I will not tear it. I want prominent placement where
we
everyone
can, do
can
that.
See it.
All right.
And then it's a write-off.
I love it.
Write it off, Jerry.
Bingo.
It's a donation.
All right, let's put a wrap on this as I've got an early wake-up call to do a grueling radio show from this van and then to play some grueling golf while drinking beer. All in the name of raising money for Children's Hospital. I know it's a rough life. It's a rough day. I need my beauty rest. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. I was using Waze on my drive out from D.C. most of the trip. And I found it to be good. In some ways, though, not great. One way I found it to be not great was that it constantly pops up there's a policeman on the right side of the road in 3/10 of a mile, and then it gives you the button. Is it there or not there? And you click it. Or you can just ignore it. It'll go away. But the point is, crowdsourcing, enough people click, yes, he's there, no, he's not, and they get better intel. The algorithm goes to work to say, okay, that's the deal. They have this for cars that are stopped on the side of the road, for traffic, for a whole bunch of stuff, including they have alerts for objects in the road. Like debris in the road spotted in 3/10 of a mile. You would think that would be a good thing, right? I say it nearly, not killed me, but it nearly wrecked me outside of Indianapolis. Here's why. I'm driving down the road. I'm keeping a loose eye on exactly what's in front of me. And I see the little thing pop up on the Waze app. Object in road this many 1/10 of a mile ahead. Of course, I turn my attention to the app to make sure I'm pressing, is it there, is it not there? As I'm reaching over to press the button, I look up and, oh my God! It's a full orange construction barrel. Not a cone. Not a cone. A barrel. Lying down sideways in the middle of the left-hand lane of Interstate 465. Didn't swerve recklessly, but I did maneuver at just about the last minute to get out of the way. And I realized at that point, okay, you know what, Waze? I'm done with you. I know it makes sense if you're sitting in the car next to the driver and you're the one poking the buttons and everything else. But if you're telling me there's not, because I would have seen that orange barrel well ahead of time if I was, just watching the road. It would have been easy to spot. I could spot other objects in the road. In fact, that's what you're trained to do when you first get your driver's license. Look ahead of you. Pay attention. What's in the road? Is somebody cutting you off? Is somebody slowing down? Is there something you need to avoid? So I'm not sure Waze is necessarily the best. Apple, I think, has come a long way. Apple Maps. At first, Apple Maps sucked. What Apple does well is they do nice, big, simple buttons so that, yes, you, the driver, can adjust your GPS as you're driving. I know you're not supposed to, but hey, let's not kid ourselves. We all do. These other applications, there's too many small little things you got to touch and then swipe here, and it's not intuitive. I think Apple's interface has gotten a whole lot better. All right, that's enough from me tonight. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you for your patience. As what is going to be a interesting week or two of podcasts, but we are going to get through it and try to keep delivering the quality that I know you've come to expect and demand. Have a great Monday, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.